What businesses do you remember in this neighborhood when you were growing up?
We did not have a park down this street. I'm not sure what the name of it is. I think there used to be a grocery store there where I used to go and buy groceries. My mother would send me with a list and a little bit of money. And the grocer knew everybody, so if he wasn't sure about something, he'd call your house and ask your mother for sure. Is that what she wanted, or would you like this butter or that butter? And then they would get the order right, and then we'd walk home with our groceries for our mother. In Mississippi, we used to have the Rio Theater, and those have been torn down. I think that's right next to Pistols. My mother, who I used to think looked like a movie star when I was a little kid, she took me to a movie, and Ava Gardner was on the screen, and I just yelled out loud, "Mommy, that's you!" She was so embarrassed, she took me out of the theater. And Phipps Pharmacy used to be where that coffee shop now is. That used to be our place to go get Katie Keene comic books, which are no longer in existence. But boy, they were a lot of fun because you used to be able to design clothes for Katie. We had a haberdashery. That's a hat shop. It was down about one more block on Mississippi. And the lady used to have all kinds of beautiful hats in the windows on both sides. Hilltop Tavern was right on the corner of Mississippi and Fremont. I believe there's a furniture manufacturer there now. But in those days, families could go. I used to go there with my dad and my uncle and my mom, you know, when they were having a beer. There was a Wonder Bread bakery down here. It took up a whole block, and right now there's an empty block sitting there. We had a nursery over on Williams Avenue. It grew camellia bushes. We had an ice cream store that I'm sure was probably built before 1900. We used to get our ice cream, and we used to buy wax lips and stuff like that, and mustaches and whatnot, and cigarettes, as I remember. I can remember a kitty corner from us on Vancouver Avenue was Champion Gas Station, and they had a big ice house because a lot of the people in the neighborhood did not have refrigerators. They had ice boxes, so they would go over and get their big chunk of ice once a week or once every few days and keep their food cold that way. A lot of businesses have gone away. You've got new ones coming in. So things have changed a whole lot since my grandparents were also in this neighborhood, both sets.